Vrbo helps you swap gift wrap time for quality time. Go to Vrbo now and book a last-minute week-long stay and save over $390 this holiday season. Book your next vacation rental home on Vrbo. Average savings $396. Select homes only.
Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of chaos? Like every day throws a new wave of stress your way and you just can't keep up? You know that feeling when your inbox is overflowing, deadlines are looming, and your mind feels like it's spinning 1,000 miles a minute? Well, trust me, you're not alone. We live in a world designed to keep us constantly on edge, buzzing with information and demands. But here's the good news. You don't have to surrender to the chaos. You can actually take control of your emotions, even in the midst of it all. This is Brainstorm Boost, and today we're diving headfirst into how to manage those emotions when life throws everything but the kitchen sink at you. Now, I'm not talking about some wishy-washy, just think positive approach. We're getting real here. Life happens, bad stuff happens, good stuff happens, it's all part of the roller coaster ride. The key isn't to eliminate the chaos, but to learn how to navigate it with grace and resilience. So, let's break down 5 powerful strategies to help you transform those overwhelming feelings into manageable ones. First up, acknowledge your emotions. Yeah, I know, sounds simple, right? But seriously, a lot of us try to shove our feelings under the rug, pretending everything is cool when inside we're freaking out. Bottling it up just makes things worse in the long run. Instead, take a moment to breathe, check in with yourself, and name what you're feeling. Are you stressed? Anxious? Frustrated? Identifying the emotion is the first step towards dealing with it effectively. Next, find your healthy coping mechanisms. We all have different ways of de-stressing. Some people love hitting the gym, others find solace in creative pursuits like painting or writing. Maybe a good old-fashioned walk in nature does the trick for you. Figure out what works for you and make time for it regularly. It's not selfish, it's essential for your well-being. Third, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean sitting cross-legged chanting Om all day, although that can be helpful. It simply means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your breath, your surroundings, the sensations in your body. When your mind starts racing, gently guide it back to the here and now. Mindfulness helps you stay grounded and reduces stress by breaking the cycle of worry and rumination. Now, let's talk about setting boundaries. This is a big one, folks. You can't control everything that happens around you, but you can control how you respond to it. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy or add unnecessary stress. Protect your time and prioritize what truly matters. Remember, it's okay to put yourself first sometimes. Finally, cultivate a positive mindset. This doesn't mean ignoring the negative stuff, it means choosing to focus on the good, even in challenging times. Practice gratitude, celebrate small victories, and surround yourself with supportive people who lift you up. A positive outlook can make a world of difference in how you navigate the ups and downs of life. Think about that last time you felt completely overwhelmed. Maybe it was during a hectic workday, a family crisis, or even just trying to juggle a million things at once. What were those first few moments like? Did your heart start racing? Did your mind spiral into a frenzy of thoughts? Now, imagine applying these strategies, acknowledging your emotions, finding healthy coping mechanisms, practicing mindfulness, setting boundaries, and cultivating positivity. How might that change the experience? You could still feel stress, but instead of feeling completely out of control, you'd have the tools to manage those feelings and navigate the situation with more grace and resilience. So, here's the deal: remember to breathe, take stock of your emotions, find what helps you de-stress, set boundaries where needed, and keep that positive mindset going. Remember, chaos is a part of life, but it doesn't have to define you. You can choose how you respond, how you feel, and ultimately, how you thrive in the midst of it all. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your own experiences with managing overwhelm. What strategies work best for you? Let's keep this conversation going on social media. Use the hashtag #BrainstormBoost to join the community and share your thoughts. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to Brainstorm Boost. 5-minute idea fix so you never miss an episode packed with practical tips to boost your thinking and conquer your day. See you tomorrow for another dose of brain power.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.